Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
And for our psychic today, we have Dale Shear. Are you there,
Dale? Not today, Johnny. It's every Friday.
Sorry. Yes, every Friday we have Dale. Are you there,
Dale? Welcome, Dale Shear.
And we have Richard.
And aloha to Richard.
Aloha, everybody. Yeah.
He's our sidekick.
Yes.
You're the
psychic sidekick. What, Richard?
There's something like
okay.
that.
So, Johnny, give out your phone number.
Yes, the number is 516-531-9874. And how was your day, Dale?
This is a good. Did you do what Bly said to put up free readings on the tag?
What I did was I put it on, I had free psychic readings as one of the tags. So, you know, that's what it is.
Okay. Because when you look at my site now, daleshear.com, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R, it'll say Psychic Dale Shear Reader. Go into that if you're going on Yahoo, and you'll go right to my site.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Well, would you like to take a caller, Dale?
Sure. I was going to talk to Barbara first. I usually do.
Sorry.
Yeah. We got to warm up a little bit.
We got to warm up. Barbara. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long does it take for us to drive to Huntington Beach, say, from Sacramento?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. I think Richard knows better because I never have done that drive. That's a far drive. Go ahead, Richard. Can you answer that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's a long haul.
Yeah.
Well, I know L.A. is about 6.5 hours from Gardnerville.
So,
I know that.
Then it's another hour down to me.
So that's 7.5 hours. We might as well go to Hawaii. That's ridiculous.
You just don't need to drive. Just fly over here.
Yeah.
Where do you get? Okay. Then you got to rent a car, which there isn't any. Then you got to find a hotel and hope you don't get COVID virus. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, but okay. I did look it up. That Sacramento to Huntington Beach, 6 hours and 35 minutes. Richard was correct. 423.1 miles.
Okay. So well, you know
why? The last 100 is a little bit.
Well, you know
so
why
good,
he's
huh?
right most.
Desert.
You know why? Hello. You know why he's right most of the time? He used to make maps for the Navy. Those big old maps.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
He used to fly around the world, and all those maps that he saw were his.
There's a wealth
well,
that,
that's
of information
not really,
in his
that's
mind.
Not true.
Well, that's what you told me.
Well, you don't believe everything I tell you.
So he's saying, I wrote that map, Dale. Is that what he says sometimes? You're just driving along? I wrote the map.
Yeah.
Okay,
this is
whatever.
Becoming a comedy show.
Richard has a new way of getting me to go to sleep. And that he reads me a chapter of his book out loud, and I'm done.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It is. I can't sleep half the time. It's wonderful. Totally
that's so
wonderful.
Sweet.
That is.
It's a long book. It's a thick book.
No, he
right,
has
Richard.
He has 9 books, so I'm not worried.
Okay. You're gonna have a lot of good.
All I know is about a halfway through the chapter, I am snoring away.
You better stop reading when she starts snoring so she can remember your book.
We're really
I'll save it for
the
interview.
Barbara, have you watched right. the morning Barbara, have you watched the morning show yet on Apple?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's
awesome.
You're
missing it.
You're missing
okay,
out,
I'm
man.
I'm
going
to look it up right now.
I mean,
okay.
you can start with season one. I'm into season two already. I'm telling you, it's going to win every award that you can ever imagine. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I do have Apple TV. I don't know if that's something that I have to pay extra for to watch.
No. If you have Apple
watch.
TV, you get it. You get it.
Okay.
If you have Apple TV, you just have to put in your password and your username and password.
Okay, awesome, because I never peruse through there to see what's on. I just have that little box in case I need to watch a football game or it might help me towards that. Otherwise, I haven't checked it out. So,
oh, you have to check it out. It is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so addicted. I can't tell you. It's how television is really fun. Huh?
Can you binge watch it?
Yes.
Sure.
Then I will watch it all in 1 weekend, probably.
That's what we did. That's what we're doing. But the second one.
I'm working on it.
Season two is not. It's only done once a week, so you can only binge watch it a little bit. But you can binge watch it, the first one, all of the shows. And I can't remember the. What does it say? The names of the producers are.
Oh, I don't know. It's season
those two
one.
Actors
it's got about 8 or 9 episodes to it. Each episode is about 1 hour there, Barbara. And,
I know, and then I binge watch it, though. And then I wish that, that it wasn't over every time, you know, with something really good, like The Honor on Netflix, The Honor. I binge watched that. That was a very good one.
I think
got to catch that one on Netflix. That's a good
What's
one.
What's that about?
Well, it's that actor who was the main character on Breaking Bad, so it's really, really good. The Honor, he plays a judge, and it's an intense, intense story about he, his son, his family, the mob, okay, which I think then you would like it. You know a lot about that stuff. And it's just very good, because it's well written, like most things are out there. And that's a great actor.
I've been binge watching Fantasy Island, the new one. Can't stop watching it because it talks about future probabilities, and it shows you things that whoever wrote this must be on drugs. I mean, it's just like unreal. It's unreal.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching Joe or something Joe.
Sounds
I don't
funny.
Know. Anyway, Johnny,
what about Johnny? Does Johnny ever binge watch anything? Let's ask him.
Oh,
Johnny,
yes, I have. I watched Survivor.
Why don't you?
I watched, I've been watched,
what?
But I watched The Office with my parents.
The what?
The Office.
Oh, The Office and
oh,
what else?
Office.
And, sometimes I'll watch, like, Frasier with my parents, so that's what I do.
We're talking about new shows, new series out there that are great.
Oh.
Anything new we're talking about.
Fantasy Island.
Oh, now, I did watch the old show. I have the old show on Roku. But I haven't seen the new one. I know that the lady is supposedly rated to work, Mr. Work.
Wait, are you talking about Fantasy Island?
Yeah, the new one. The lady is related to Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, I don't have the old one, and I forgot what the old one was about. But the new one is unbelievable. I mean, the writer writes really weird stuff. I mean, the premise is you can go to this fantasy island for one day, only one time, dead or alive, and you can have a wish. And whatever you wish for, she will make happen. And they build the whole scenario around that one day's wish. And then when you're done, like if you have to make amends with somebody or whatever, when you're done, you disappear and you either go to heaven or hell. It's really, really good.
I did see the previews for that. And it's a reality type show. So they could have a lot of different types of celebrities on there. Is there anyone that you like on the show now?
No, I haven't seen any celebrities at all.
Oh, I thought they had guests come on and they make a wish and that they're like celebrities. Oh, they're just regular people.
Normal people. For whatever reason, it's normal people. While I'm talking to you a moment, talk to Richard. I just got to put a meatloaf in the oven. Just a minute.
hey Richard. Richard, if you could have any wish, say you had a chance of going on that show.
Okay.
What would you wish for?
Barb, let me say this about this morning show. Anybody who's been involved with TV, and I have in the roundabout ways and so forth, or in, you know, magazines, newspapers, all that, you will find this very interesting. And it's, I feel, and I think Dale said this, she feels that it's based on an actual fact. And I would say, in a sense, it probably is on the inner workings of a big communication conglomerate like ABC or NBC or CBS, something like that. And I'm sure, you know, you've been involved in that kind of stuff, so you will find it probably very interesting and very plausible, even though this is a fictionalized story. It's going to have a lot of things in it based on happenings. And I will stop right there. If you just see one episode of it, I think you'll be hooked, okay?
Okay, great. I always love recommendations. So then I could go watch something for the weekend.
It's Barbara, it's Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon are the main characters.
Oh, yes, I remember the previews for this too. And those are two of my favorite actresses.
Well, let me tell you, they go at it, so it's really good.
Oh, God.
That's good.
Okay.
Hey. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Hey,
Johnny wants me. Yes.
Get a caller
Johnny.
On. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 385, you're on the air.
Hi. My name's Brittany Crandall. I'm from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Boy,
cool.
I'll tell
I'm
you,
so
with
all
that stuff going on up there at Moab and that girl being killed just blows me away. I've been to Moab 4 times. And, I mean, if you want to find somebody up in Utah, it's going to take a needle and a haystack. It's not easy.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Okay,
so,
how can I
So I hear you're psychic.
Yes, I'm supposed to be, yes.
I'm hoping that you can give me all the answers that I need.
Wait. Everybody needs to be quiet, Richard. And
I know.
Hey, Richard, be quiet.
This is not a reading. This is just answering a question. If you want a private reading, you would have to look at my website, which is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear,
Hold on, let me write it down.
Okay.
I got to get a pen really fast. But I had one over here. Okay. So Dale, D-A-Y-L-E.
You got that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R .com.
Okay.
And
cool.
If you go through Yahoo and put PsychicDaleShear .com, it'll come up Psychic Dale Shear Reader. Just go into it. My brand new website is on there. And if you go to the reading page, it'll tell you the rates and everything.
Okay, perfect. Well,
and there's also a place to call me or email me. Okay. All right,
okay.
So what's your question?
So I have been writing to Ellen DeGeneres for the last 6 years, and I've had dreams of going on her show for the last 12 or 10 years at least. So with her show ending, I'm super nervous that I'm not going to get the chance to meet her to get on her show. And so I'm just hoping for hope. You know, I'm still writing to her.
The best thing I can tell you, what is she supposed to end in, about a year?
Yeah, and so I have a nonprofit called Rebound for Recovery, and I wanted her help to support me in that endeavor.
I don't think she'll support anybody at this point, but I'll be honest with you. My cousin has been doing the same thing you're doing. My cousin in New Jersey. She's been wishing and hoping and writing letters and emails and everything. It's just the luck of the draw. And it's like asking me to pick the lottery. I can't do that. I mean, you know, that's like impossible. If I could do that, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, you know? So all I could do is just say a prayer and hope and you know, for you that you get on.
That's kind of, I was kind of expecting that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, you know, it's just like it's a hard thing to do because she doesn't pick. I think she gives a list of names of people, and then she'll decide who she wants.
Yeah, I don't get it either because I've had a lot of people write in to her, and I've sent her letter after letter after letter after letter after clothes and just a lot of stuff. So
we made a video yesterday.
Yeah, we did a video tour yesterday. Hopefully that will get to her. But okay, then can I do another question?
Sure. And the thing is, if it's meant to be, you'll get on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like it is meant to be. So I still have hope. I feel like it is.
I'll have hope right with you. I know my cousin's doing the same thing that you're doing. She keeps asking me, am I going to get on? You know, and I'm going, you know, I don't know.
What kind
I really
of questions
don't
are
have,
good to ask?
I don't have an answer. Okay, I'm sorry.
I said, what kind of questions are good to ask? Like, are my finances going to... So I'm doing this TV boot camp thing, and I invested in it, and I'm going to start.
Let me hear about the everybody be quiet in the background. Let me
I'm
hear
in it too.
About this TV boot camp.
I'm in it
so
too.
She said be quiet.
What, Johnny? Johnny, what are you saying?
I'm in it too.
He's in it too.
That's where we met. Go on.
Be quiet.
Okay. Yeah, we just finished the week, and so I'm an aspiring model. I did a lot of modeling throughout the years, but I had a brain injury when I was 18. I got bucked off a horse, and so I got addicted to pain pills, and then I went down the road to freaking hell and back. Like, I have 3 different kids with 3 different dads. They're all different cultures. They're all different colors. So I'm hoping that I still have a chance to be on television and tell my story to be who I think that I'm going to be someday. And I've always told my family and friends that I'm going to be somebody and that I will be a public figure. And I always said that I was going to do it I would be shining in my later years. And it's actually, I feel like it's finally maybe starting to happen,
right,
but it's slowly.
How old are you now?
I'll be 40 on October 25th.
Okay, you're a baby.
So 39.
First of all, the only
Thank
problem
you.
You have, you should have been on TV a long time ago. Or even
I know.
Go for radio. Go for radio as well.
I love it.
Whole,
yeah, I would love to do podcasts.
All right, can you let me finish?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, go for radio, television, whatever. Just go for it. Yes, you should be and will be on TV. But the whole problem is because of the COVID virus, everything's upside down. So nobody's being allowed in the studios. Nobody, you know, it's so bizarre. So, you know, you're just going to have to keep writing and keep doing and waiting till after this COVID thing is over where they're allowing people to come back to quite normal.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason it's
so
not coming back to normal.
Do you think my nonprofit is going to do good?
Well, is that your nonprofit?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm promoting right now is charity for my nonprofit to raise money to get like a building for people to come to and be involved in recovery and different things like life coaching, recovery coaching and stuff like that, meetings.
Okay, question. There's a site, Barbara, I'm sure you might know it. There's a site that you ask for money for a project. What is that called?
Is called GoFundMe.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Why don't you try GoFundMe?
Yeah, I did it when I very first like started into recovery, and I had like one person to actually donate, and so it kind of like made me not really want to do it again. But yeah, I think I should do a GoFundMe for sure.
Yeah, if you do a GoFundMe, you'll get the money you want. But you know, we're talking about a building. You can rent something. You don't have to buy something.
Yeah,
you can.
Well, I'm
you can
still
rent.
I'm a single mom, so it's hard for me to, and I'm on disability, and I'm on food stamps, and so.
Okay,
you know,
I don't want to hear the negative. Well, where
yeah,
there's a
you.
Will, there's a way. So, I mean, on GoFundMe, you can get some money to, or have somebody help you rent
yeah.
a place so you can get this going. You don't need to buy, because that's not going to happen. No one's going to give you money in this market where things fly off the shelf in 2 minutes. If they're selling a house.
Yeah.
So go ahead and just rent something and get that going. And slowly but surely, just put some ads on Facebook, on Marketplace, wherever, and just let people know you're out. GoFundMe or whoever gives you money for the rental. People will come.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's
a great
way
idea.
I see your business. That's the way I see your business taking off. And thank you for calling today, okay?
Yes. Thank
yeah.
you for talking to me. I will
okay.
be getting a hold of you.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Aloha.
Thank you,
okay.
Brittany.
Thank you guys so much. I'm off to a football
mm-hmm.
game.
You're welcome. She has
yeah.
a great energy. Great energy.
Thank you.
And, you
mm-hmm.
know, yeah. And if
yes.
you have
I'm
going
to be talking to you too, Barbara.
I know.
Coming for you.
I didn't want to let. I wasn't going to let that out of the bag. But
Johnny,
were got to
hang up.
Her.
Johnny,
I was waiting for her to hang up. Okay, you got her off.
Oh, thank you so much, Brittany. And we look forward to interviewing her. Her
really?
Story.
Well, you're supposed to be
yeah.
interviewing Richard and then me. And what happened?
Well, no. This isn't for the Barbara Moore show. Johnny has booked. Brittany, Johnny is working
right.
with her on this workshop. He's booked her for Life
uh-huh.
Laughter Happiness. It won't affect
uh-huh.
you guys.
Okay.
It doesn't
but
affect
about,
the Barbara Moore show.
What about Barbara? What about the
yes.
show that you're on that we're supposed to be interviewed? The
oh,
one
yes,
with the
I'm ready, Johnny.
Well, so are we.
Why didn't we schedule that this last week? Because that was the plan. Why?
Oh, well,
Johnny.
I mean, I'm here. I thought that
I was available
was
to do Dale's,
okay.
remember? I was available. It's, you know what, Dale? It just seemed
right.
like this week just flew by, and all of a sudden
yeah.
we were like, hey, well, what about, you know, the Barbara Moore show? We didn't do it, so we have to do it. Come on, Johnny,
uh-huh.
can we just book Dale for next week, please?
Okay, we will.
Yes.
All right. I'll call her after the show and
Thank
we'll book for next week. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what about Richard? He's supposed to be on too.
I want Richard too. I want Richard. I want Richard. Does Richard have his own hour, or do you want to have Richard come in and join us for a while?
He can
or
join us.
Does he want his own show?
It's up to him.
Well,
it's up to you guys.
About
Richard, what? Richard, what
I'm
do you
get
want?
Some ideas together.
I don't care either way.
No. Richard, I know what I want. I know what I want.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll shut up.
I'm not going to make him think because then he'll overthink. He'll start thinking of his stories. No. I'm going to ask Richard some of the questions he's never been asked before. That is my goal.
Uh-oh.
And that's hard.
Wow.
You're 93.
Ooh.
He is.
Ooh. That's scary.
No,
I got to tune in. I want to tune into that show.
Well, yeah. Everybody's going to tune into that show. There's so much inside of Richard to share, and he is a wealth of knowledge. Plus, he's a great storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And then there's me.
And he's
then
our friend.
Then you and I are supposed to do a show on Johnny Carson and Trump, and we need to do that.
Can we do that all in one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
Wow.
So, everybody, you heard the topics. You heard the topics. You're not going to want to miss this. So when it's booked, we're going to post it and make sure you do tune in. But it's not even tuning in. It's not listening. It's joining. We have up to 75 spots. We could have you come in and sit there so we could actually look at your face.
Ooh.
And maybe
we
will, have a Q&A.
Okay, so. You need to schedule this, Johnny, as soon as you can for both of us, and we'll see what happens, okay?
All right, good.
Next, Charlotte.
Okay. Are you ready for another caller?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Give your number out. Please give your number out.
Sure. 516-531-9874, and the area code is 352.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Aloha.
My question is, I just recently had a relationship.
Wait. What is your name and where are you from?
Joanna from Florida.
What's your name?
Joanna.
Name. Oh, Joanna. Okay, Joanna from Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
I recently had a relationship end in a traumatic way, and I don't know if it was truly from his issues or if he did it to push me away because we found out that we didn't know how much longer he had to live. So I just wondered... if he did that to push me away.
Wait. He was, I've lost it.
Mm-hmm.
He was dying?
Yes, he is. We don't know how much time he has left.
Okay. This is a very, sweetheart, I'm being very serious. This is a very normal occurrence. Some people push you away. I don't know for what reason. They just want to don't put a burden on you or a bad memory. And other people want you closer. So respect the way he feels. And if that is the case, just deal with it and move on. Because he knows a lot more than you do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's another guy for you to meet.
Yeah.
And there's a J in his name. I want to say Joe or John. And you don't know him yet. He's very sweet, very kind, very nice, and you meet him through the Internet. Okay?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So there's lots to look forward to in the future.
Okay, so just walk away, in other words, and move on my path, in other words.
Right, because, you know, you got to respect his wishes. He may not know when he's going to die, or he may know and not want to tell you. So it just happened to my landlord. Her husband died, just suddenly, and, you know, it just happened, you know. So we're all here on Earth now, and we have to respect the wishes of and honor that of whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, exactly. Bless you so much. Thank you all. You have a wonderful, blessed evening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, she sounds heartbroken. So sad.
Well,
to hear
but
that.
You know, Barbara, don't you agree with that? Some people, they're going to die, would want you to be with them by their side to every moment, and other people just don't want anybody around. I mean, it's just, that's the way it goes.
I know. They want to end it in their way. They don't want to burden. They don't want to burden you.
Yeah. Right, right. They don't want to burden.
But that's good that you saw if this is her love that's dying. You already saw another one that's waiting. And if she would like to contact you this week, I think that would be a great idea because she can be more prepared. She can open herself up, accept the death that's coming, open herself up. You could help her do that with your psychic reading to be able to accept this new guy because she might have these walls created up. People do that with unintentionally. They put up these walls emotionally, and they can't accept the good that's right around the corner. So I would suggest she gets a hold of you and gets a deeper reading. What do you think, Dale? Could she benefit from that?
Well, I don't think she needs it. I think I answered her question, and I'm not into taking people's money for no reason, but I think
you're not like a counselor. You're not there to counsel them. Okay. Some people
I'm not a shrink.
Okay. But they don't feel like they're taking their money. They just kind of give them, it's called the psychic counseling.
I can't tell her any more than what is.
Okay.
I can't tell her any more because, you know.
Yeah. I get it.
So, Johnny, do we have another one?
Yes, we sure do. Area code 856, you're on the air.
Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you? Hello?
Great.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Rose Maria.
Hi. And
how are
where
you?
Are you calling from? Fine. Where are you calling
New
from?
New Jersey right now.
Okay. My home state. What part of Jersey?
South Jersey.
Near where? Give me the exact city.
Marlton area.
Marlton?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice area. My aunt used to live there, and I used to frequent that quite a bit. I was born in Newark, lived in Hillside, Lakewood, Bloomfield, Bellevue, Toms River, all over the place. And I absolutely love Jersey and miss it terribly.
Cool.
How can I help you?
Whatever's coming in for the next couple weeks. I just got back in the United States, so.
Okay.
So
oh, where were you?
What's coming up. Europe.
Where were you?
In Europe.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hate you. Okay. Well, I can't just be that ambiguous of an overall picture, but give me a specific question, and I'll look at the specific answer.
Left them certain stuff unfinished on bad terms, and I was just wondering about the relationship for the friend and or working that's coming up for me.
Okay. God, you sound so dissatisfied with the world right now. Why? You sound like you're bummed out. and things aren't going the way you want it to go, and you're kind of pissed off. What's happening?
Yeah, pissed off with a lot of people. What went wrong?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I hear that. Those won't be resolved unless you make an effort to resolve it. Okay, but I see you going back. I see you going to Europe again. So I don't know why, but I see you going to Europe again.
Where I'm staying, I'm not going back.
Huh?
And he knows why.
No, but there you're going back. So whether it's a trip or whether it's you have to finish something, you've got to go back.
He has to finish it. If he wants me back, he has to pay for the trip and all that, if that makes sense.
And he will. And he will. You're not through with him yet. It's not over, sweetie. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Just hang in there. Things are going to get a lot better for you, but you've got to change your attitude. And once you change your attitude, everything else is going to change and be fine.
Got it. Yeah, my attitude changed before when I got home.
Okay, well, you're going to be just fine. You just need to mingle and do your thing and get back into the rhythm of things and be the Jersey girl, and you'll be okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
When is he going to...
Okay.
I know I'm going to expect his call in a few days, I hope. I think so. That's if I answer
No, you're
him.
Right. You're right. You will get a call, so not to worry. Not to worry. You will get a call, so not to worry. Or whatever they're doing nowadays, text or whatever, you know?
Got it.
Okay, sweetie, thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Boy, we have a lot of innovative calls today, Barb.
Yeah, this is great. Yeah.
And then
I
want to give out my website again. It's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, Shear.com. And if you go into readings, you can get me. And also, my phone number is 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. And I do not charge much, so we'll leave it at that. Okay.
Every penny is worth it, though, with that advice that you give people to direct them in the right, to make sure they're going in the right path, too.
I wish I could do it with my life.
I know, but no psychics that I've ever met say that they can give themselves this kind of advice.
Well, I can. If I do reading with cards, I could do it that way. But then I don't want to believe in the cards and I throw them away.
Well, yeah, I mean, why do you want to do double work? You should go. Do you have a psychic that you actually go to, Dale?
Actually, I have probably two or three very good friends that are not professional, but they're very psychic, including I have a Hanai son, which is in Hawaii. A Hanai son is a like an adoptive son in Hawaii. And I taught him how to read cards and stuff, and he's very good, and I use him. There's another guy named Toby. What? No, Daniel and I are just... Daniel and I are very good friends, and I'm very good friends with his wife, Catherine. And Daniel's scared of me because I went to the other side and brought up his dead mother, and they were having a conversation. Daniel said, "Mom, you stay dead." I've been to Daniel's house. I've had dinner over there. He's a lovely guy, but he does his thing. I do mine. He's not one of them. I have another guy named Toby. I have one lady in Hawaii, if she's still there. I have not. We call her the Pineapple Lady because she has a stand on Kamehameha Highway, and she sells pineapples, and she's awesome. And then I use different psychics for different things.
Wow, you really do. I'm going to ask you that.
Yeah, I mean, if I really...
You're a believer of it, obviously.
Well, I should be. It's my field. But I only
believe that other people are doing it, too. I mean,
but
and
I
you
know
can,
they are.
You know they are. You can see that they are real psychics. Have you, Dale, ever come across a psychic anywhere and known they are fake?
Oh, God, yes. You got it. Barbara, let me tell you something. 80% are fake. They read out of a book. They used to have that psychic hotline, you know, remember with whatever. They had that psychic hotline that you call in. Well, they got that from me. They asked, I was doing that in Hawaii, and they asked me to be the spokesperson. And I refused because I said, you can't find enough psychics in the world that are good enough to do this. And they go, well, we have books. And I'm going, you don't read out of a book and read someone's future. That's not what it's all about. You know, so I declined, and Dionne Warwick took the job, and then she took it, made money, and the girl that they used, the psychic they used, all went bankrupt. So I just like, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's just like they were making $60,000 a week, and greed, you know, this is my thing. I do not believe in greed, because the greedier you are, the more you go to hell. So I just don't want to be greedy. So these people were just so greedy. You know, they were just hiring anybody off the street, handing them a book and stuff like that, and tell them to read on.
Giving the psychics out there a bad name by doing so.
Yeah, well, they gave them a very bad name. But the one that gave them the worst name that put us all under was Sylvia Brown. She was good in the beginning, and a lot of people believe in her. She had a lot of people follow her. But she would give you names, dates, places of where to find somebody. In fact, they fried her on CNN because she said that this guy, Sean, was dead when they found him alive, and Anderson Cooper fried her. It was just she was out for money. I mean, charging $750 a reading, $5,000
to be trained. Actually, you can forget Miss Cleo.
Who?
Miss Cleo.
Who?
Miss Cleo.
Well, Cleo was part of the psychic hotline. Cleo was part of the psychic hotline. She was part. She was like, whatever. It's all bull. I mean, it's all bull. There's 80% just average Joes, you know? And it's very
rare. A lot of
money
wasted.
Well, yeah. But I always tell people, you got to find who fits you. And when they're right, then that's who you use. That's all. Doesn't matter if they're professional or non-professional. All my psychics are non-professional. They're not on TV or anything like that. They're just, you know, off the grid. And they're friends of mine, and they're pretty awesome. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. You know, it's funny. I don't really have a lot of access to ground with psychics. The only thing I don't understand is I'll talk to a psychic, and then they'll say I'm number one in the country. Or they're always talking about some contest that they won. What's so funny is no psychic has ever bragged about coming in second on those things. You know, they never say, I came in second on this. You know, it never happens. Why is it that these psychics seem to have this obsession with saying how they're first in this, and they're the only one that did this? They give superlatives to themselves.
Okay,
and
I can answer that.
Okay.
I can answer that. The answer is, they're... psychics have major egos, and you know, everybody thinks this psychic knows that psychic knows this psychic. Wrong. It's a competition. It's like who's better than the next. And so you have to prove yourself. Like my teacher Peter Hercos Vanderherk was a number one psychic of last year's century, and he had proved himself with Ronald Reagan. He was tested by the United States government and all kinds of things. I followed him because he finessed my ability for 6 years. And I was trained by the government and all this stuff. So you have to have proof behind you. Hey, in England, they have schools for psychics, and they teach them how to be psychics. I don't understand that at all. We have the Berkeley Institute in San Francisco that teaches you how to be a psychic. I don't get it. You're either born with the ability or you're not. You can't train. You can train somebody to a certain level, but then after that, forget it.
I did not know that they had education for people. I would hope that they would just want to teach the people who actually were really psychic to evolve.
Oh, no, Barbara. The government.
People.
No, Barbara. When they know you're really gifted, like myself at times, I had Kitty Bradley, which is Omar Bradley's wife, call President Reagan in front of my teacher and say, we found a real one. And they take you away, lock you up, and they train you their way to do whatever they want you to do. So that's not a good thing, and my teacher wouldn't allow that.
Wow. A lot going on that maybe
there's
people
a task
don't know
force.
About.
There is a task force. Well, it's written. There's task force for psychics in the United States, but they mainly work for the government and, you know, as spies for the government.
But you work for the police on many cases.
Well, no,
didn't
I work for myself. I never charge the police or missing people. People would call me. I don't go ahead and go after them. I mean, I would like to work on the case with the blonde girl that was murdered, but, you know, the family has to call me or I'm not interested. And then they connect me with the police and tell the police that I want her to work with you guys. That's how it works.
Well, why? Why, Dale, why are you feeling a lot with this case? You've mentioned it a couple times tonight.
Yeah, I feel sorry, in a sense, for the girl. I don't believe she was obsessive compulsive. That's the wrong word. I mean, she was mentally ill. And I don't understand why the guy would go with her for so many years and want to marry her, and knowing she had all these faux pas that were pretty bad, you know? Mental
Probably because
is pretty
he
bad.
Didn't think he could get anybody as cute and pretty. You know what I mean? She was so cute. She was pretty. And he's kind of normal. And, you know, this was his dream girl that he got. But he probably was going insane. You know, he probably was going insane. And I thought that, too. That is so weird, Dale, when she's like, oh, I just have OCD so badly.
No.
OCD means that you're doing something, like you're itching a spot or you're picking something or you're shutting a door 500 times. It's like, what?
Or
well,
you're
then
turning
what are you
a
doing?
Light up. You're turning a light on and off, or you're washing your hands and washing your hands. That's OCD. She didn't have OCD. She had mental illness. I mean, you know, of some sort. I'm not a psychologist to tell you or a psychiatrist to tell you what she had, but she had something. And her parents know. I mean, they know what she had. But in the sense that she beat up the guy for whatever reason, and that was seen, and she admits to it. I mean, you know, I just find it very intriguing.
Oh, yeah. So
he
will, and I find it most intriguing. That the parents
he
don't.
Will be found.
His parents.
Wait.
His parents don't even talk. His parents don't even answer phone calls of the girls, you know, from the girls' parents. Now that seems like a big red flag. So,
well,
I would be interested in hearing what you think.
No, that's because the attorney has told him not to do that. Peter says Scott Peterson did that, and he was able to. You know, delay his sentencing by a long time. But this boy will be found, or he will give himself up. You know, he will be. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind.
Wait, do you feel that he will be found, or do you think that, do you feel that he will commit suicide and not be able to handle
it? I thought about the
suicide.
Are you reading my mind?
I just have thoughts about this case. It's so weird.
Well, me too, but I thought about the suicide part too. But I think he's too chicken to be suicidal.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
But
I
when he runs out of money, when he runs out of money and stuff like that, believe me, he'll be found or he'll give himself up. Also,
can you
see
where he is? Can you feel like where he is? I mean, why are they looking in all these places where you hike? Why he's across the border somewhere, right?
Barbara, you're reading my mind. So I could hold his clothing. I would have to hold his clothing to see where he's at. But again, it has to be the family that is the one that contacts me, or I don't do it, you know?
Okay.
That's how I got involved with every case.
What if
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
No.
What if we, Johnny and I, contact the family and they contact
no.
me? Does that count?
No,
okay.
No. It has to be done on their own free will, on their own.
Okay.
Okay? Otherwise,
we won't
I don't
intervene
involved.
On that then.
Right, because you have a lot of cases that I won't work on that's drug involved. I won't work on anything that's connected with drugs.
Why?
You know, because those people are crazy.
Why,
they'll probably
Mira?
kill you.
Just too crazy.
Did we have another one? Johnny, what's
no,
going
we
on?
Don't. I think that was the only one that we had, I think. Yeah. It doesn't mean there won't
wonderful.
Be any in a few minutes, but there'll be others.
Okay. All right. So, Bubba, you can go on.
Yeah. It is so sad, though. Back to that case, it's just so sad that that whatever happened, it really messed a life up. It ended up, she lost her life, and his life is ruined, plus his parents, probably because they love him, and the family.
I'll be honest with her life. She didn't have a life. I mean, she was so far gone, unless she had drugs, mental illness, that she wouldn't have come back to reality. So, I mean, you know, it's just like if she had drugs in her or they gave her drugs, maybe she'd be okay.
Yeah, she took her medication.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The only
way
they can help.
Well, wow.
The only way they can help those people. Mm-hmm. And she was a beautiful girl, very pretty, nothing against her, just very beautiful. And
an ordinary, normal life starting. Yeah. Cute, normal. It's sad because she was going to start a great life as a young adult and poof, not now.
Well,
Dale.
What?
Let's go deeper on this subject. Okay. How do we as people, because this is what I've been thinking since this has all come out. How do we know? How do we tap into our own gut feelings strongly to where we know, don't go with this person. Don't go on the second or third or fourth date because they deep down are a killer. How do we really, can we feel this?
Yes. It's just a feeling. You can't be obsessed with the person in order to feel it. You have to feel it inside of you. If something says, no, I don't think I want to do this, just follow that road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Really listen to yourself.
Just listen to yourself. I mean, you know, everything we do in life, it's a matter of listening to ourselves. It's really a matter of listening to ourselves. And not to other. Hello? What was that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Not to other people, but it's about listening to ourselves and how we feel about things. I thought about Mexico, too, as well, Barbara, but you'd have to get – it's a long way from Utah to Mexico, you know, and you need the money to get there. So, but that's logic. You know, my feeling is he will be found. Or he'll give himself up, or it could be suicide. It's one of the three, you know?
Yeah, but I do think that looking at him, I don't know why people get feelings, you know, who are not psychic, real psychics for a living like yourself.
You're psychic. They just get a feeling.
I feel like, well, I did write a whole thing about what I think, where he is. I wrote it down, okay? I'll probably send Johnny that, what I wrote. Just to see if it comes true.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think that all people are.
Well,
everybody
I think,
a little bit in them.
Yes. I think he changes his mind every day, so you don't know. He changes course every day. So, you know, if you change your mind every day on what you're going to do, it's hard for anybody to pick up on that. Give you an idea, a lot of the presidents, like Obama and stuff like that, they don't tell people where they're going. They'll pop up in a crowd without anybody knowing it so that, you know, they won't get caught or mutilated, you know. And this boy is smart enough to know he's changing courses all the time.
Oh, it's so easy for him to disguise himself. If he shaves his head or is a bald young guy, he could just go put anything on his head, any wig.
Well, Barbara.
He will look like a completely different person. Yes.
Barbara, don't give him any ideas.
Yeah. I know. I thought that too, Dale. If he's listening to Life Laughter Happiness, he's, oh, my gosh. But then I'm thinking, then he's in a wig shop. Isn't somebody going to recognize him? So...
No.
There's no
you
way
can buy
out,
stuff on,
dude.
You can buy stuff online. Come on. No. Anyway, the whole thing, that's way out there. But Johnny has to schedule us sometime in the next few weeks. He has to schedule us, and he has to go on and promote the show more.
Well, do you want to, do you want to try scheduling it for next week, next Wednesday?
Yes, but not on the air right now because it's uninteresting to schedule things on air. Let's talk about something interesting instead of scheduling. Just because you didn't schedule it for the last 7 days on your own time off air doesn't mean that you can take up the time on air here for scheduling purposes. I really am open for Dell next week except for her psychic Dell. Year Fridays.
Well, what is it going
so,
to be?
You know my schedule.
I don't know my schedule. I have to look at my calendar. What
it
what
will
be
on camera.
Oh, okay. Do we have to do it on camera?
No, we don't have to. I can do it as a podcast if you prefer. What?
I prefer not.
I do not have to do it on camera. I can do my own show as a podcast if I want to.
Well,
okay.
What I'm trying
Let's
to say
do.
Is
and in
that
fact, that's what I would like to do. A lot
actually,
of them are going to be podcasts.
So you would rather
okay,
do it on Life After Happiness?
No, I want to do the Barbara Moore Show audio.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Back to who's the host. That's what we are trying to figure out. Where do you find this show? That's what I keep asking him. It's like a nowhere.
No, you find the show
it,
on Blog
like,
Talk Radio.
I have no idea.
You find
I do
Blog
not
Talk
have
Radio.
A Blog Talk Radio show, Johnny.
Look.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
We want to do it audio. But anyway, Barbara, we could do it Friday if you want, but Johnny has to promote the hell out of it.
No. We're not going to take away your psychic life, laughter,
don't
happiness Friday.
Well, whatever.
Why do we have to do that? You could do two a week. Can't you? You can add an extra one, right? Okay.
Yeah, I can.
Now
depending
we
on
know
my
what
schedule.
We're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Barbara, let's do the shout-out. I want to eat.
Okay. Hey, everybody. If you have not heard, there's an exciting new website out there, daleshear.com. Go there. You'll find out everything about our beloved psychic Dale Shear, who just gave some amazing readings to our callers, our lucky callers, by the way. And you can reach her directly this week to book a long reading with her. So do it, DaleShear.com. And you can find this show along with all of our other wonderful Fridays and our other shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And visit us everywhere else, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, connect. We would love to hear from you. And we thank you, everybody, for calling in and all your questions. And we know that if you follow Dale's advice, it's going to work. It always does. So thank you, Dale. And
thank you, Barbara.
Mr.
You've been wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, Johnny.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Johnny. Aloha.
Aloha.
But we got to find a way for him to get